I'm going to tell you something. See, and my wife is the most saintly woman I know, the most saintly person I know. Listen, there's a sin consciousness that is totally of the devil that has been promoted by preachers like you and I, and especially the evangelists who want to get decisions. That's right. And praise God, he does have mercy. But let me tell you something. Now listen, here's my text for tonight. It's the same one I used last night. Those who receive. That's why I spoke in receiving last night, because I'm going to talk to you about what we need to receive, you and I. There were two things it says. The abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I want to speak to you tonight about receiving from God Almighty the gift of righteousness that he has given you. Now listen. I want you to receive tonight. If you want to reign in life, one of the two things that you have got to receive is the gift of righteousness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I don't know about you. See, you know why that little eaglet felt bad? Because he never was meant to walk around in dark woods. He was meant to fly in the sky and be an eagle. And I want to tell you something. Christians are meant to reign. And when we are not reigning in life, we are not what we ought to be, and therefore we are out of place. And we never will. We never will be fulfilled, no matter how big a church we get, till we reign in life, because that's what God made us to do. He made us to be eagles, not turkeys crawling around in some wood. Amen. Now, are you willing tonight to receive? I want to show you from God's word. Do you know what it says about ministers? You know what Paul says the ministry of the New Testament is in 2 Corinthians 3? He says it's a ministry of righteousness. I want to ask you folks something. I want you to tell me before God Almighty tonight, do you minister righteousness back at your church, or do you minister condemnation? Come on, do you minister right? Listen, in John, it says this, the Holy Spirit would come to convict us of three things: sin, righteousness, and the judgment of the devil. Now, I want to ask you something. How many people in here tonight can honestly say that somebody has come to their altar and said, praise God, I got convicted of righteousness tonight. Hallelujah, I'm righteous, righteous, righteous. You see, the people have come to our altar, come there convicted of what? What's the work of the Holy Spirit? To convict of what? Sin first, yes, and only one sin, the sin of refusing to believe in Jesus. But next, to convict us of righteousness, how righteous we are. See, without the Holy Ghost, you can't believe it, and I can't believe it, because everything around us, including the religious people, are telling us how unrighteous we are. Oh, may the Holy Ghost come tonight and convict us of righteousness. There's a time to kneel at an altar, but there's a time to jump at an altar.
Yes, sir. Amen.
My Lord, can you imagine somebody coming down next Sunday and saying, the Holy Ghost convicted me that I am righteous? No. Do you know how righteous I am? Do you know how righteous I am? Let me tell you. I'm as righteous as Jesus Christ. That's how righteous I am. You know, a few years ago, I'd have thought if I said that, lightning would strike. Listen to what this guy says. He's a typical Baptist. Let me read him to you. And listen, this is a lovely letter. I know where he is. I was there for years. I'm not condemning. It's a real sweet letter. It's a real sweet letter. But he says this. I also been taught. Wait. I've listened to your tape over and over again, hoping to understand your statement, but I just can't comprehend it. I have been taught that Jesus is supreme, and if we put ourselves on Jesus' supreme level, we are mocking Jesus and blaspheming God. He's going to Baptist college. I've also been taught that all people, even Christians, sin every day. It's part of our human makeup, our human nature. If what you're saying is true, I've been turkey-rized.